Greetings, Flag Branch members and friends. Thanks for joining me for another edition of Fine Points, and welcome back. Easter Sunday turned out to be one of the nicest days we have had so far this year around here weather-wise, and many people took advantage of it by going to Easter services. We began the day at 6:45 a.m. with sunrise service and a sermon message brought by Reverend Byers about starting over. After the message, we had a few minutes before breakfast was ready, and several people took the opportunity to give personal testimonies and sing a few songs. Breakfast was fantastic. It was all I had asked for and some, including waffles with syrup, none of which would have been possible without the dedication of the ladies and gentlemen who rose up early Sunday morning to prepare and serve such a wonderful meal. Again, thank you for your service. After breakfast, we had a nice Sunday school at 9 a.m., and morning worship began at 10 o'clock a.m. Our Easter program started around 11:30, and it was one of the best programs we have ever had. Beside the usual speeches by the children, the adults participated in a skit dramatizing the fact that all of our sins were nailed to the cross, and we were treated to two praise dance performances. And just in case you missed it, our youth day will be this Sunday during morning service, so make sure your children come and participate. Our men's fellowship breakfast will be Saturday, April the 7th, here at the church. After the breakfast, we will take care of a few items around the church that need to be addressed. The Union County Countywide Crusade for Christ will be held for the first time here at Flag Branch, beginning this Sunday, April 8th, through Thursday, April the 12th. Reverend R.J. Evans Sr., pastor of Greater Grace Community Missionary Baptist Church in Marshfield, will be the Sunday night speaker, and Reverend Brian Irving, a son of Friendship in Monroe and pastor of Northside in Durham, will be the speaker for the week. It is an honor and privilege to be able to host this crusade. So let's get ready to receive and be gracious hosts of this long-running event in our county. Finally, I will be a guest speaker at Reverend J.N. Coble's 40th pastor anniversary service on Sunday, April 15th. This will provide us with another opportunity to help bless and encourage another local pastor and congregation. So mark your calendars and help us to be a blessing to the Mount Moriah Church family. And now for a few final thoughts from yesterday's message, An Eternity with God. God declares that He inhabits or dwells in eternity. But He also said that He is not alone there, but with those of a contrite spirit and humble heart, whom He calls His people or children. And though He was angry with His people and caused them to suffer for their disobedience, He would allow his anger to subside, lest His children be consumed by it. He has therefore removed the stumbling blocks that were in their way that kept them from restoring favor with Him and taking care of their sin problem. So those of His people who are contrite and humble can inhabit eternity along with Him, which is and was His intention for creating them. But eternity with God begins in the present with Jesus. If we walk with Jesus in the present, we will be translated as Enoch into eternity with God. But if we can't spend our days on earth with Jesus, how can we expect to spend forever with God? God has canceled and nailed to the cross every excuse and stumbling block from being his people he created us to be. In the judgment, no one will be able to escape the judgment of God who neglects or ignores this salvation. Well, that's all for now. Have a good week, and I hope to see you Sunday, if not before, if the Lord so wills. So until then, blessings and peace.